Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Quentin, I think.
And we are here to talk to you all about The Archers so far this week. We will be covering the episodes on Sunday, the 24th of March, Monday, the 25th, and tonight, Tuesday, the 26th of March. There will be spoilers and there will be hamstring kicks and squats. So what did we think of the week so far? Katie, what did you think about tonight, Tuesday's episode?
Tonight, I found myself lolling quite a lot. I laughed out loud quite a few times on a few bits. So there were a few good lines, as in when Linda and Robert were doing their exercises with Freddie, and Robert, bless him, got in a bit of a squat. Then he said to Linda, "You'll have to help me raise my body." I thought that bit was brilliant, bless him. And yeah, there were a few little bits, little gems, like the omelette and chips as the prize from the bowl, and all these wonderful little things, wonderful little bits going on. But I'm kind of glad tonight was a happy, sillier episode, because the other two I've not really had a lot to say about.
Finished with a blaring row, didn't it, of course, in the pub tonight?
It did tonight.
Yeah.
Bit odd.
The way George speaks to people.
Women in particular, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. It's becoming more and more obvious that he is a huge misogynist, and yeah, just the way he speaks, it's just disgusting. I can't believe he's not pulled up on it more, and good for Jolene for giving him, I mean, maybe she did go in a bit hard on it.
He has been pulled up by Hannah, he's been pulled up by Emma as well, and he sort of improves his ways, doesn't he? He mends his ways, and then he says that, then he slips. The mask slips pretty quickly when he's riled, and it was shown by the way he had a go at Jolene tonight, saying, "Don't get your knickers in a twist and you're all mad," or something, right? Dreadful. But she said, "Right, you're banned. Good honour."
See ya.
But I felt sorry for Brad. I mean, bless him. He only wanted a lemonade.
He hasn't even made it to 18. He can't even have a beer.
It's a bit tough on him.
But yeah. Jolene seems a bit weird this week. I mean, the downs and the ups and and suddenly today it was all "my darling" and she was fine and with a new outfit. And
that
then again, she
really
banned
good
them.
Impression.
I'm not sure what Jolene seems to be, really going through it at the moment. And not
she
on
was
an
hugely
even
preoccupied, wasn't she, when at the beginning of the week? Mm. And I found her very rude and abrupt to Fallon. And despite, even if you don't want to lend members of your family money, understandable, even if you've got money flow problems going on yourself, the way she spoke to her was awful, followed by saying that she would offer her other support other than financial support. And I thought, I don't even think you're giving that. I wouldn't be wanting to go to her with any advice or anything. But yeah, and then popped on a bit of lippy, "It's always showtime and she'll have her Stetson on this weekend with a musical accompaniment." So it really is. Woo.
Customised Stetson, yes, for her Easter bonnet.
I can't wait to see this. I am so excited.
But you know, this Jolene up and down business, I mean, there she is upstairs, all sullen and depressed, and up comes Elizabeth. And she shakes her out of it in a couple of sentences. It was all too rapid, wasn't it?
No, I think... A strange choice of person.
I think that might send me up into my bedroom even more.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, actually.
I'd rather have Yakov interesting as a reference. Counselor than Elizabeth, personally. Oh.
I thought you were going to say you'd rather have Yakov in your bedroom. We thought, we know.
She doesn't deny
it. No comment.
Interesting reference to Roy tonight. She's approaching Roy for a possible present. That's interesting. So Roy is still alive. So it makes me think, now we've got the new Robert, are we going to get a new Roy?
Oh, we must ask you guys what you think of the new Robert, because Philippa and I discussed it last week, but interested to hear what the two of you think.
Thought, first of all, can you just respond to my incredibly insightful observation? Is that an indication we might get a new Roy?
Yeah.
Possibly.
I think so.
I think we will. But in answer to your question, Lauren, because I do acknowledge your point, this week so far has proved, I think we're getting the old Robert back. Suddenly there's that softness, that the way he manages Linda
mellowing
nicely, which we really enjoyed with the other actor. Suddenly he's not irascible anymore. I thought his introduction was completely unrealistic, and actually it jarred. But this week, I almost think they've got their act together and thought, actually, he's not sounding enough like Robert. And suddenly he's supporting Linda and her campaign. She's supporting him and they're back together again. I thought we got more of the old Robert this week. Do we agree?
Yeah. What do you think, Katie?
Yeah, exactly the same. I think he just, because it's been so long since we've heard Robert, it was then suddenly, oh, new voice. And then someone who's really grouchy and not Robert, who we all love.
Yeah.
And yeah. This week it has kind of mellowed down a little bit more. So I'm hoping that we are going to get the typical Robert back and the Lindy and Robert relationship and all of that back. Because
the old Robert is that he really knew how to manage Linda, didn't he? He just knew exactly how to calm her down, how to encourage her, how to reassure her. He was nicely played. I don't want to lose that.
Okay, well, let's go on to faves and flops for the week so far. Lauren, I'm coming to you first. Any faves and flops that we haven't mentioned so far?
Massive flop. I just shut off my ears anytime anything about Bartleby the horse is mentioned. So I've
only
listened to about 7% of this week's episodes because it's all just nonsense.
It's just so boring.
Yeah.
I don't give a quid about it.
I actually couldn't care less. I don't think I've ever cared less about anything in my life.
You know what a quid is, don't you? If you're listening attentively.
Oh.
Jacob says, I've noticed quids on the floor.
Oh,
yes, on the ground. Food balls on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, balls was a theme this week, wasn't it? Considering tonight what happened to poor old Freddie. Whoa. Look at Philippa sighing. Oh, dear. Sorry.
To dig deep for a fave this week. I couldn't find much to feel faved about, so what I've gone for, you're all going to love it. I'm quite looking forward to the disciplinary hearing, because does that mean Harry's going to be back for a few episodes?
And why not? Katie, faves and flops?
So flops, I've had the cricket club chair thing, because that's been driving me up the wall. Personally, I'd rather hear Bartleby than the cricket club chair.
I agree.
That has been driving me up the wall. Yeah, boring, really dull. But then faves, I really loved Kenton's overly complicated relay egg and spoon. And if you drop it, you've got to put everything back and start again. And it was wonderful. I think it's the one time, not the one, but a main time that I've really wished that the Archers was visual, because I would love to watch this. Jolene in the corner with this Easter bonnet Stetson and just complete madness in Umbridge. That they were mine. Oh, and there was one other, the new peacock sound effect at Lower Loxley. Tonight, it was constantly going off.
I didn't even pick up on that.
I didn't.
Are you sure?
Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, or maybe I've got a peacock. I don't know. Maybe there's one outside.
What programme were you listening to?
Quentin, on the basis of that revelation, have you got any more faves and flops that we haven't mentioned?
Just picking up on Kenton's ridiculous relay. He called it a bull production, didn't he? Yeah.
He did.
I liked it. Two faves. I liked it when Harrison was trying to court Linda and trying to flatter her, mentioning her MBE and maybe she might get further awards. My favourite bit was when Jacob was looking at Bartleby and assessing what was wrong with him and telling George how much it was going to cost for his new diet and his arthritis medication. And George said, that's 45 quid a week. And Jacob said, 44 actually. Brilliant. It was so pedantic. Typical Jacob. So I ticked that The flop for me, any reference of influencers drives me nuts. So George banging on about all his followers and influencing, no.
Saying that they're interested in the horse. I mean, they're not.
It's a pony.
George.
It's a pony.
Sorry.
It's a
horse.
Pony. If you. Jacobs says it's a pony.
I don't care about it. I think it's a.
Why should I care? I don't care.
How many followers do you think George has? I'm thinking under 100.
Oh, do you? I was going to say sort of like healthy 400, where he thinks that people do care, but he's getting about 29 views a video.
I haven't even thought about it. I care so little. I haven't even thought about it. I can't even give you a number.
Food is a quick one, as far as I'm concerned. We had cake, nice lunch, carrots, omelette and chips. I didn't have anything else.
What have I missed? Chocolate eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And pony nuts mixed with water, a bit like pate. And soft hay.
They called it the veteran pony diet as well.
Oh,
very good. You see, thank you very much.
Actually got one.
Bravo. Just a quick thing. I am concerned because originally I was thinking Harrison would get to keep his job. But this week, all the talk about Jolene worried about money and the mortgage coming up for renewal. I am concerned that Jolene is paying money and we haven't heard it to Marky, or there's something going on that's going to really scupper next week.
Because Kenton said to Elizabeth, he says, for no good reason, Jolene has suddenly started panicking about money. So Kenton can't understand why. And he's surprised that they can't lend any money to Fallon. And she's making up these excuses, Jolene, and saying, you never know, we might need some money.
Yeah.
So I think I wonder if she's paying some protection money already.
I think that's what's going on, yeah.
We didn't have any faves or flops from Philippa. She's very modest.
I think we've covered most of them. I mean, most of this week was a flop. I liked hearing Linda go on a walk with Monty and see some orange tip butterflies. I think that was the highlight of the week for me. I'm really worried. I'm not interested in Bartleby, but I'm worried about his health. And I don't want... At the very beginning.
So hold on. Linda went on a walk none of us can remember.
I can't remember
there's a
that
peacock
either.
That none of us heard. We've been really gripped.
It's going really well. How good are we? Anyway, time is running out. I need your star of the week. Quickly. Katie, who's your star of the week?
I really struggled, but I've gone for Kenton because of him trying to help Jolene and just help everybody else as well, like with Fallon and everything like that. Kenton, but it wasn't really a big star week.
Lauren?
I've gone for Jolene because of the way she spoke to George. Big star. Mm-hmm.
Quentin?
Oh, I've gone for Bartleby because he's got nothing to do with him and he's become the centre of attention. And I feel a bit sorry for him, really. He's just trying to munch, but he's just producing quids and it's worth it for Lauren's reaction, really. So Bartleby's my star.
Just notice he's got no teeth and he's not eating, poor thing.
I mean, frankly, I've been reduced to Bartleby because there's no star this week.
No. Philippa, who was your star?
I'd like to say Jacob, of course, but I'm going to say Kenton because, funnily enough, if you tune into this podcast on Saturday, you will hear an interview with Kenton. Yes, Kenton is on the podcast. So, sorry, bit of a link there. Seamless.
Seamless. You think this podcast was produced?
It's incredible. Predictions. Katie, have you got any predictions for us?
I've got two. So first of all, I still think Harrison is going to lose his job and that him and Fallon are going to go off and start their little calf somewhere. Still sticking by that one. And then I'm wondering, is something more going to happen with Bartleby? Sorry, Lauren. And it takes the money that Ed and Emma have been building up and everything for their...
Oh my God, that sends me over the edge if that happens.
Because things never go well for them, so they're not going to get this, are they? Oh,
sorry.
You're on in 2 weeks.
By someone else.
Lauren, what are your predictions, apart from the prediction that you will be on this podcast?
I think Marky Mark might be resurrected himself over the Easter weekend, a la Jesus Christ. Mm. And I think out of the Robert versus Linda, I think Linda's going to win.
Quentin?
I'm sorry, Lauren just nicked my Marky one. I think he's going to disrupt the egg relay race big time. Mm. Yeah. So, the Linda Roberts race, if they've got any sense, they'll vote for Linda because she really will crack the whip and get things sorted. So I hope she wins. It'll be more fun if she does. Yeah.
And she's taking all the diversity off their hands then. Big kick. Lovely. And Chris.
My prediction.
What about you, Philippa?
Yeah, my prediction is about the cricket. I can't believe I'm going on about this, but I think they realise that they'd best be joint chair people. And then there's none of this rubbish, because this whole thing is pointless. Just neither of them really play or understand cricket. So make them both joint chair people, and then we're done. That's my.
That was interesting, your chair, because Robert referred to chairmanship. And then about a couple of sentences later, it was all the reference was to chairperson, I noticed. So
yeah,
it was interesting that a chairmanship got through the script meeting. But anyway. Yeah. See, I was listening, apart from Peacocks and Pointless Walks by Linda.
Butterflies, orange tipped.
She didn't go on that walk, did she?
I don't remember it.
No, I don't.
She did. Honestly, you doubt me and my butterfly knowledge.
Did you remember?
No, at all.
Well,
I never doubt Philippa ever.
I'm off to send you the link, because tonight has just been the professional high quality that we've demonstrated tonight. Walls are going to be flooding in, but that is us. We are off. As I might have alluded to, we will be back on Saturday with an interview with the wonderful Richard Attlee, who plays Kenton. And I'll be back on Tuesday with another midweek roundup with Katie. Please join our Facebook group. The numbers are growing and growing there. You'd be so welcome. And also you could support us on Patreon. Links are in the show notes. But we will see you on Saturday. Until then, it's a bye-bye from me.
Ta-ra from me.
Bye from me.
And all the best from me.
Bye-bye, bye. Everyone.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.